farther can we fall? Oh, drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. I'm drinking at the springs of living water. A wonderful and bountiful supply. How sweet the living water from the hills of God. It makes me glad and happy all the way. Now glory, grace, and blessing mark the path I trod. I'm shouting hallelujah all the way. Drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. I'm drinking at the springs of living water. A wonderful and bountiful supply. Spirit, won't you come today to Calvary? A fountain there is flowing deep and wide. The Savior now invites you to the water. Thirsting spirits can be satisfied. Oh, I'm drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. I'm drinking at the springs of living water. A wonderful and bountiful supply.
Praise God. Okay.
Song that I'd like to sing is in the hymnal number 44, if you'd like to turn to it. I imagine many of you do know it, My Tribute. I maybe should have taken an opportunity earlier, but Sandy and I and Hannah and Nama, we just love it here. We so much love being a part of your fellowship. And I'm not supposed to get up here and cry. I'm supposed to get up here and sing and praise the Lord. But we really love being here, and you guys have just opened your arms to us. And, you know, I don't feel like we've been here 3 months. I feel like we've been here 3 years. It just feels like it's the right place, and I guess that's when we know that we're in God's will, because he gives us that peace. And one of the things that I know the Lord has been reminding me and gently nudging me on about in my personal life in the last while has been, don't murmur, don't complain, don't grumble. Look around you, we are rich. We have nothing to complain about. We have food, we have clothing, we have brothers and sisters in Christ, we have a pastor who honors God and leads us. We have so much. You know, in the adult Sunday school class, we've been hearing the teachings about the children of Israel and the deliverance and the wandering in the desert. And what they did wasn't so bad, right? All they grumbled, how come God opened up the earth and swallowed 10,000 or whatever it was? All they did was grumble, right? Do you know how offensive grumbling and complaining and moaning is to God? That is very offensive to him, and especially from us as his children. And I guess that's one of the reasons why I picked this song, is it really expresses a lot of what I want to say. You know, like it says in Psalm 100, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. I know one of the things God has been teaching me through my wife lately is a lot of my prayers have been, God, give me this. God, I need this. God, please answer this prayer. And one of the things that Sandy does as she begins her prayers is, thank you, Lord, for this. The scripture says, enter his gates with what? Enter his courts with what? You know, we approach him with thanksgiving and praise first. So that's part of what this song is all about. Say thanks for the things that you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude, all that I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory. To the notes for the next verse, would you think about and breathe prayers to Jesus, thanking him for the things he has done? say thanks for the things that you have done for us. Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for us. The voices of a million angels could not express our gratitude, all that we are and ever hope to be. We owe it all to thee. Join with me, please, on the chorus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done with his blood. You guys will have to help me out now. Oft times a day seems long, our trials are to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to bear his pride away.
Trials will seem so small when we see Christ.
Amen.
One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ.
Sometimes the sky looks dark with not a ray of light. We're tossed and driven on, no human help in sight. But there is one in heaven who knows our deepest care. Let Jesus solve your problem. Just call to him in prayer. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ.
Soon be o'er, all scorns.
when he sang the first song, I was up here thinking a thought that I was having the other day, and that was, you know, what was the greatest day of my life? You know, was it getting married to a wonderful wife? It could have been, but nope, I didn't rank there, even though that was high. 3 wonderful children, pretty high, but no, didn't make it. Seeing my grandma that I've never seen before, that was pretty great. But as I was thinking about it, I was thinking, you know, the greatest day of my life was when I asked Jesus Christ into my heart. Because none of this, none of anything would have even mattered. I mean, it matters now because Jesus entrusted me to tell my children about Christ. And I'm going to bravely run the race because my goal is heaven. My goal is to see Christ and to worship him at his feet. And I'll do it here, and I'll do it every day until I go home. Somebody wanted to sing it. Oh, say what I'm glad. Oh, praise the Lord. You bet.
There is a song in my heart today, something I never learned. wonderful, marvelous love he brings into a heart that's sad. Through darkest tunnels the soul just sings, oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad.
Thinking, I can't remember if it was pastor that preached on this. You know, Jesus wants to give you so your cup is running over. And how many people, you know, was that you that was preaching? How many people want to say, oh, wait a minute, it's full. You know, stop. We don't want to say stop. We want to let it come. Let it come. It'll go out. You know what? If it's flowing over, that means it's going to other people, you know. People are seeing it because of you. You're a witness to everybody. It's just great. Craig, do you have any songs that you'd like to sing? 301? Okay. But I asked Craig, though. I know I'm going to get back to you, buddy. 301.
See in his beauty, the king in his
child and forever I am.
I
just
saw that.
We have another special.
Raise my rod, tuck it in the sand,
Lord God's people walked across dry land. I said, oh, Pharaoh, Pharaoh, oh, baby, let my people go. Yeah, 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 said, oh, Pharaoh, Pharaoh, oh, baby, let my people go. Yeah, 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 well, Pharaoh's army is coming too. So what do you think that I did do? I raised my rod and I cleared my throat. And all of Pharaoh's army did dead man float. I said, oh, Pharaoh, Pharaoh, oh, baby, let my people go. Yeah, 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 said, oh, Pharaoh, Pharaoh, oh, baby, let my people go. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus
came into my heart.
Floods of joy on my soul like the sea billows roll. Jesus came into my heart, and my sins, which were many, are all washed away, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus
came into my heart,
since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart, I'm possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure. Since Jesus came into my heart, and no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure. Since Jesus came into
I want to tell thee. Disappointment, strife and discontentment, I cast my every care on the Lord. No matter what obsession, pain or deep depression, I'm standing on the solid rock. Standing on the rock, on the rock of ages, safe from every storm, all the storms that rage, rich in love I'm rich, not from Satan's wages. Solid rock. Even though he's gone now, I don't feel alone now. With comfort came the Spirit of the Lord. And with this word to guide me from temptation I need, I'm standing on the solid rock. Standing on the rock of ages, safe from every storm, all the storms that rage, rich in love I'm rich. Satan's wages, I'm standing on the solid rock. Now I'm pressing onward, each step leads me homeward. I'm trusting in my Savior day by day. And close is our relation, firm is his foundation. So on the solid rock I'll stay. Standing on the rock of ages, safe from every storm. Storms and rages, rich in love and rage, not from Satan's wages, I'm standing on the solid rock.
I'm standing
on the rock, on the rock of ages, safe from every storm, all the storms and rages.
Lessons for free.
Like a fetter, bind my wandering.
has been so valuable, has been so good, and has deepened our faith. And when we were going through some struggles with our previous congregation, just feeling like God was calling us to leave, and yet at the same time that He was calling us to stay for just a little while longer, and that very time, at times that was very, very hard, and God just brought across our path at that time, a Bible teacher, maybe that some of you know, Joyce Myers, and it just seemed like every week when we heard her preaching on TV, that it was just food for us. You know how sometimes God brings across your path maybe a certain teacher or a certain set of tapes or a certain verse or chapter in Scripture, but you just know that it's not a verse, it's God's food for you at that time, it's God sustaining you throughout that time. And I guess that would be a testimony of our family in the last couple of years, that although none of us, look forward to the bad times. I don't know, maybe some of you are more spiritually advanced, you know, but I say things like, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, so that is possible. Amen. But you know how in our flesh we just want to say, oh, I've had enough, I've been doing this for years, I don't want to do this anymore, I've had enough of that, just give me the good stuff, God. But it really, really is true that when we persevere through the difficult times, number one, God does give the grace. Number two, God at the right time does bring you out. During that time, He sustains you.
Amen.
Which reminds me of Nick has a really bad cold and allergies were bothering him. And I said, Nick, just pray that God, pray to God and tell Him thanks for putting that on you. He looked at me, putting it on me, Dad. What? You want to take it away? I said, yeah. Make you strong, too, to bear the weight.
Through the deep.
Us in prayer this evening.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful time we've had in your presence.
Yes.
Lord, surely it has been sweet, and we just rejoice in that. You've given us hearts and desires to sing to you and to worship you. And I pray, Lord, that as we continue to worship you, that we would be drawn closer to you and drawn even more into your presence. And Lord, we just thank you for those that came out tonight, and may this give them a boost, yes, and may they have a melody in their heart,
yes,
that brings the remainder of this week.
Praise.
For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.